T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
But when you talk about bona fide stars in the National Basketball Association, we can pick at least 15 to 20 of them. Half of them are on this damn roster. There's no excuse to lose to Nigeria. Some dude, Gabe Namdi, who goes by Gabe Vincent for the Miami Heat, Caleb Agata, Namu, or however the hell you pronounce his name. You give up 60 points on threes.
So that got Stephen A. in a little bit of trouble as well. This first hour of the program brought to you by Bill DeLuca, Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram. So what did he do? Well, he clarified one time. And then I was just talking about the level of play. And then last night, he obviously got word from ESPN. It ain't working, Stephen A. You need to go on the program today. You need to apologize to the Nigerians.
Well, and I also don't want to escape, on a different note, the Nigerians as well, because the Nigerian team that beat Team USA, when I didn't pronounce someone's name, apparently they took offense to that. And I'm a guy who is a huge fan of Francis Ngannou and Israel Adesanya and Usman. I love that brother, the Nigerian nightmare. And to listen to them over the years highlight what they've had to endure to achieve what they've achieved in this nation and throughout the world. Certainly, I want to make sure that I apologize to them as well. I was busy debating you about Team USA basketball, and on my show, I also talked about how Kevin Durant had a shot blocked by a dude named Precious, because that was his name and what have you. And, you know, I was just trying to be funny and all of that other stuff, but they obviously took offense to that. I did not know. And so I apologize for that, and I'll do better, and that is that.
And he is so full of crap.
So full of crap.
He can't do it. He can't just say,
no,
I screwed up, I'm sorry.
Right.
Arrogance.
And to me, when people make remarks like that initially, and then they try to stand by them and clarify, they're basically telling you, I didn't do anything wrong.
Right.
So why are you apologizing? You're apologizing because your company is coming to you saying, Stephen A., we can't keep on fighting them off. Everybody's coming at us here, right? You
from all corners of the globe.
You are going to have to go and apologize.
Fight them all.
Can't fight
off
them off anymore. Mike Milbury, sorry, we can't fight them off anymore. That's what happened here. And it's so obvious. And instead of just going and doing it, and in a shameful manner sitting there going, I blew it. I screwed up.
Right.
I was stupid. He can't do that. He's got to sit down and tell us the history of Nigeria and his background.
Which he studied just before going on the air.
Exactly.
And all those names. Well, you know how I told you yesterday, the BBC reporter, you practiced the name a little bit? He did that this time. Why didn't he do it the first time?
Yeah.
Because it was a tool, an entertainment tool to mock the names.
Right.
And there were others that came out yesterday. The Nigerian official basketball team blue checkmark Twitter account came out.
Right.
Emmanuel Acho, who I think works for Fox.
He does.
Didn't even know his name is not Emmanuel Acho. He has an African-based name that he's changed so that, you know, it's easier for everybody. That meant something. We talked about a little bit about that. Like, a lot of African or Native American names have meanings and they go back hundreds of years. So now people took offense. Like, no, they took offense. He's terrible at this. He tries to fall on the sword, but he misses every freaking time.
I think Christian's right.
Fall on it.
I think Christian's right. He still has to hold some of that cred that he has. He still has to be the tough guy. He still has to be above all of these other people. Right, that's the pair. You got to do something.
Got billions of different people all over the world of various ethnicities that are ticked off.
Still got to be Stephen A.
I wouldn't if
gotta
I were
be
him.
Gotta be real. Gotta be real. Still have to be
at some
Stephen
point. Yeah, to have some allies. See, he's running out of allies.
I don't like. It's funny because you know, we mentioned Milbury. We mentioned who's the other older guy?
Aronick.
Aronick.
Yeah, Don Cherry.
Okay, Don Cherry, Aronick, Milbury on doing the pregame show,
all
postgame
gone.
Show,
all canceled,
all gone. And I would say they all kind of were misunderstood to a lesser degree than Stephen A.
Mm-hmm.
Like they were making points that were, one guy was telling a personal story from a vacation with close friends of his. The other one was saying what every coach I have ever talked to in the history of my life, whether they were right or not, and it went in one of the most favorite lines of a Rocky movie, women weaken legs. So all of them, I think, kind of assumed like that was safe waters. And at the worst case scenario, don't be stupid next time. We have an eclectic audience now. Okay, it's not 1980s. Those guys were let go, just like literally. And you could say, oh, they wanted to get rid of them anyways. But to me, that's just it's a bad practice, a bad way of living overall. You know, I mean, and again, I don't want to get into a whole, you know, comparing the situations. But to me, it just drives me nuts that those guys were fired.
But it's reality. We just talked about it.
Yeah,
you
fired.
And where did you rank on the Patriots when you were on the Patriots? At your best, where did you rank on the roster?
As far as,
1 to 53.
Oh, probably in the 30s.
Okay.
Probably in the 30s.
So you knew where you were.
Yeah.
I can get away. I can say
maybe. 35.
No. But I'm just saying.
I was 35 years old.
You knew you could look up the roster at certain people that could do a heck of a lot more than you. Like, this isn't just, you know, sports media. Stephen A. is the Tom Brady. He's at the top of the roster, correct? There's nobody
their roster.
Their roster. Their company roster, or that they make a decision based on.
So they'll be willing to deal with a little bit more than they would Roenick, Milbury, any of these other guys.
A lot more. And that's what it comes down to. And that's the problem I have is it is no longer
30,
about
huh?
principle.
Easily.
It is.
Let's go through the list.
Are we willing to stand by 20, and fight for him? And they'll fight for Stephen A. because he's far more valuable. So let's throw principle out the window, because you can look at what he said and the fact that he didn't apologize right away. He clarified it, which is basically doubling down on it.
Mm-hmm.
And he's going to survive out of all of this. I'm not sure the USA basketball team is surviving. So they have had two exhibition games out there in Las Vegas. They lost the first game to Nigeria, and you know Stephen A. gave you the roster, and then last night they lose to Australia with the likes of Patty Mills and Matthew Dellavedova.
Careful.
And Dante Exum, remember him?
He was a high draft
pick. That's right.
Don't forget Joe Ingles.
Joe Ingles, Matisse Thybulle. Those are the guys that beat the USA team last night. Do we have Pop and the little exchange he had with the reporter last night? This is remarkable to me. So two games in a row, you absolutely suck. Now, maybe it's they don't have the right mix. Maybe different guys are doing, I think you said it, they look like the Celtics. What we saw of the Celtics this past year and the way that they play out there, they're all disjointed and like they've never seen how a ball is passed during the course of a game. But this is amazing how Popovich is one of those masters where he's going to dominate the narrative and he's not going to allow the truth to be told in an even exchange with media people. For your information, since 1992, that's a long time ago, this team in exhibition games, the USA team in exhibition games, was 58-2 going into this exhibition tournament. They are now 58-4. Because they lost both of these games. They have won those by an average of about 30 points per game. So a media person brings this up, and they're trying to bring it up to, Dame Lillard? I think he's asking the question to, and Pop intervenes.
Let me also answer that question. You know, you asked the same sort of question, the same family of question last time, where you assume things that are not true. When you just mentioned, you know, blowing these teams out, that's never happened. So I don't know where you get that. So, can I finish? Can I finish?
You're saying that's not true. Your average margin.
Can I finish my statement?
Like 30 points a game. In those last two tournaments that I was talking about.
Can I finish my statement? When you talk.
You just told me that it's not true, and I'm telling you your average market.
Are you going to let me finish my statement or not? So you'll be quiet now while I talk, and then I'll listen to you. When you make statements about in the past just blowing out these other teams, number one, you give no respect to the other teams. And I talked to you last time about the same thing. We've had very close games against four or five countries in all these tournaments. So the good teams do not get blown out. There are certain games that might happen in one of the tournaments in the World Championship, the Olympics, where somebody gets blown out. But in general, nobody's blowing anybody out for the good teams. So when you make a statement like that, it's like you assume that's what's going on, and that's incorrect.
He's wrong. So what he's doing is, it's a great tactic. So you're giving me facts. What I'm going to do is I'm going to shut you up and tell you to stop talking. I'm going to make a statement. The statement I make is not going to be based on facts. It's going to be based on the narrative that I want to present out there to the public. And it's all lies.
So he wants to clarify what he believes is misinformation.
Correct.
But he will not allow the reporter to clarify his misinformation.
Because it's not the information that works for him.
Isn't that like how dictators work?
Yes. Like,
what are we doing here?
Yeah. Oh, it's perfect with the NBA in China. It works perfectly for them.
So the numbers you and I both saw, both read, I wasn't there, I don't remember, that the U.S. beat Nigeria by 83 points in the last 10 years.
Not bad.
Is that not true?
True.
Oh, well, so that
would And they only play 40-minute games.
Is that a blowout?
A blowout.
Oh. So Pop, question from the back, Andy Hart. WEI.com.
Yes, sir. Yeah, yeah. Stand up. Can you get your stool? Please stand on your stool.
Two of the previous time.
That's not funny. See that? You tried to just run through the stop sign.
I did. So the last two times you played them, you won by 83 and 63. Are those not blowouts, Pop? Just a quick question from the I don't understand. What does he do? Now, he was dominating. Sneaky. Yeah. He was sneaky in there. He said four or five countries, so he changed the discussion
a little
bit.
Some close games, Argentina.
Good teams don't get blown out. Right. That's correct. So you're saying Nigeria is not good. You took a shot at them. That wasn't right because you blew them out last time. Right. I just think he's playing a stupid game here. The game he should be playing is making his team better because his team's supposed to be good, right?
Yeah.
Correct me if I'm wrong. They're supposed to be
They're the
good.
Favorite for the gold.
They were. Yeah. Are they? I'm not sure they are.
Right now, they don't look like they're going to get medal at all.
I'd be changing how I... you have to let your eyes tell you they're not good right now.
No. See, but I would also kind of... Okay, so this isn't, you know, the old days where the pros would come in and just dominate. Like, I mean, can we also say, like, international competition has gotten better?
Yeah, sure.
Like, even though Australia is Australia, there's seven guys from the NBA that are on that roster.
Okay,
and there were, like, three or four from Nigeria.
But Christian.
So there's not just a bunch of chumps.
How many were all NBA?
I'm looking at
I mean, they're still
the best players are on the U.S. team. I mean, but I would like to add in the addition of the three-point ball. Like, it's all your possessions and three-point attempts. Like,
Patty
you can
Mills
beat a guy
Joe Ingles
if you
are
get
your
hot
two best
just by
players.
Shooting.
Just, no.
So what? These aren't guys that are just, you know, working at your local grocery store, okay, and also playing for your national
happening.
Team.
Here's what's happening. And I could see it in watching this game last night. Certainly could see it in the second half. Is that the Americans show up, and they think because they're all max contract guys, and they're all-star players, and they're all-NBA players, that they just show up and they can dominate. And you got the Patty Mills of the world and the Joe Ingles and the Aaron Baines and guys that normally bust their ass just to be able to stay in the league, okay, and be viable in the league, are taking this thing seriously. Like, they're going to go and they're going to take the challenge. I'm going up against the best players in my league, and I'm going to show them something. And it's all effort. When you look at that, you could sit there and you could talk about game plan, threes, and they shot for a high percentage like Nigeria did. Nope. It's effort.
Well,
it's all effort.
It is an exhibition game, and these guys have a tendency, based on just human nature and how their league works, is we will be able to turn it on when we need to.
But don't you need to?
Through the regular season. And then I do think that there is this aspect of, we're not playing for anything. We're just kind of in the lab tinkering with things. And listen, if it's all about effort, you're telling me that team can't decide we're going to play defense now?
So we're going to
play defense on the perimeter and make it a little bit harder for these guys to shoot 23s, 24 threes?
So don't you have any pride after the first upset?
You would think that they
like
would.
If they lollygagged their way through the Nigeria game, okay, I can buy that. It's an exhibition, whatever. But you just got embarrassed. I'm doing TV last night, and there is this a national catastrophe is like the question.
Maybe a stretch.
You don't come out. You don't.
It's TV, though.
It's TV. Yeah. You got to hype everybody. Right. Ask Stephen A. That's how it works.
Exactly.
But wouldn't your pride kick in and the effort would be there
second
night?
I'm not saying, but is it okay? Is it time to to press the panic button?
No, no,
yes,
no, no, no.
I'm
no.
pressing the
really?
Panic button.
You are not a
you
panicker.
Stink. You're not a TV. You're not a TV.
They
not
stink.
A
okay, the red
stink.
Light is
did
on
you
your
Jason
microphone,
Tatum's...
not on the TV.
No, did you see Jason Tatum's three at the end of that game? What did it hit?
Nothing.
Absolutely nothing.
Yeah, I don't get him with that one.
And I think they got lucky. I thought the ball was out of bounds before he recovered.
I thought it was out too.
They were throwing the ball away. They were. Awful.
Yeah,
and I disagree with you at the end. They were down, what was it, five? It was like two possession game.
No, they got it down to three.
And they were trying.
Right.
They were hustling.
After
Draymond
the
Green's
free
batting balls down. Their swats. There was like a
Durant had a
defense,
block shot.
Right? They were trying at the end and still could end a two-score
well, they
game.
Had, but they had a nine-point lead, I believe, at after.
Yeah.
See, I would say
which
this.
Doesn't mean anything.
I don't think it's a catastrophe quite yet.
It
I
is.
Still think they can get their act
panic.
Together. But you tell me, Christian, after getting beat by Nigeria the other night, and I'm not going to run down the roster for you like Stephen A., did you not think they would come back and play well in this game last night?
No,
I
that,
did.
Well, you mentioned pride.
I did.
I am. It is. And
I thought
and
they would win this game.
And who is
and
that
And I looked
on?
At the Australia roster, and I'm sitting there going, oh, my God, they're so much better than this team.
Yes.
Yeah, well, then you know what? Point the finger at the head coach.
Who's Can I finish my statement?
So dismissive and
who's
so
deflecting?
Defensive and deflecting like crazy because it's his job. Listen, everybody respects Popovich. Oh, you know, he's a great guy. He's like, whatever you need, doesn't matter. I'm a team first. I'm a player coach, man. Mm. Whatever you need.
Can I finish?
He looks like he doesn't have a – they're not listening to him at all.
You know
what's
what
the difference
like?
Between him and Brad Stevens?
What's the difference between him and Bill Belichick last year?
Yep.
Or Matt Patricia? All these coaches are the same. Even the so-called great ones, when they lose, when the going gets tough, they lose their minds. They start making excuses. They do. They have horrific press conferences.
They don't know how to act.
They don't because they're so used to swaggering along and winning and what they did and sitting on their high horse of victory. I mean, Belichick and Popovich are the same guy. They've overseen two decades of dynasties, right, with help from some of the great players to play their sports over the long term, falling in line and setting the tone. And there's a lot of similarities there.
A lot.
And then when they deal with adversity, ooh, I haven't really had to do this in 20 years. How do I answer this question?
Well, it's interesting how they operate because if you look at Popovich, I know a lot of people think he's really tough to play for. I've talked to people who have played for him, and they tell me he's a player's coach. He's
right.
very supportive of players. What he does is he beats up on the media. Okay, that's what he does.
Where have I heard that? Where have I heard that before?
And I think Bill, you don't hear a lot of players. We'll hear from one little bit later on today, but you don't hear from a lot of expatriate players who come back and say Bill Belichick was cruel, he was nasty to them. Most of them rave about Bill Belichick. Who are the ones that bitch about Bill Belichick? The media, because he takes it out on them. Right?
Yes.
And so Popovich does the same thing. He's protecting his team. The question was for Dame Lillard. It wasn't for Popovich. He jumped in because he was protecting his player.
Can I finish my statement?
Yeah.
If you watch the video, Lillard's got a little crap-eating grin on
he
his
does.
Face when Pop
does.
Is going after the guy.
Can I finish?
He does. The Washington football team is about to officially name the team. Okay? Ready for 2022, a few legal hoops they have to go through. We'll give you the names, and you tell us which one of these are actually legitimate football teams. Good luck with this one. We'll do that coming up next.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Ooh.
much better. Is this your personal collection, Spaz, or are you still digging into Ryan's material?
I love this band. This personal collection.
So why wouldn't you play a little of this behind the Big Fellas commercial?
I know. What are we doing here?
Yeah. What's wrong with you? Can we figure it out on air? Just tell me, you're the boss, because I'm scared. You really intimidated me out here. I had to go to the bathroom.
I said I didn't want to talk about it anymore.
Did you just say he peed his pants?
Literally, he comes out storming out, and I was like, oh.
Because you just asked me. He asked me, okay, I say no music. But then when the commercial ends, there's no warning. It's just, he's like, I don't want to have to tell you how to do your job.
Yes, but understand that my job is to do what you want.
But you're doing it differently. But how can I do it? You're doing it differently than
behind the scenes here.
Like, Andy, we raised the curtain. So if you're filling
in, hold on. Glenn Ordway have yelled at me today. What's going on, man? Ordway's like, I don't have to do this whenever I get to it. I'm like, well, oh, God, I'm
yell at you. That's not true.
Did
I yell at him? I said we have an hour to play it. I didn't yell at you.
You
are so sensitive.
And I didn't yell at you either. I just said, forget, I don't care. Do whatever.
What do you want to do?
You're like
my wife. You said you didn't care, but you care. You yelled at him.
I'm done talking about it. I'm done talking about it.
Can we move on?
Yeah. So then I'm not doing music. Hold on, Spaz. I made the call. No
Spaz,
music.
Thank you. Are you the producer of the show right now?
No, this dude
then
over here
produce
is
the
Tyler
show.
Taylor.
Produce.
I can't turn his mic off. This is unfortunate.
Hey, Spaz, I got something to read here.
Okay. No, is this the thing he asked you to do an hour ago?
Hold on. No music. No music.
Okay,
no
don't talk.
This hour brought to you by Northeast Electrical, where pros need pros at needco.com.
Okay, now can we try it with music? Let's see which one we like better.
Plus, ready? You have 35 minutes left.
Okay,
you
could
have done that.
Ready? Okay,
you
got to do the same read. Hold on.
I felt bad
ready?
For him.
Okay, let's do it again. Now do it.
This hour is brought to you by Northeast Electrical.
You're doing it loud on purpose.
Where pros need pros at needco.com.
He tried to sabotage it on
think?
Purpose.
Was distracting,
He did it loud on purpose because he wants to be right.
He's overcompensating.
I don't want to be right. I would just say this.
Thank you, Tyler.
For 20 years, I've been in radio. And some of those times. In the morning. I got cred because we were number one in Men 2554, and I got bonused on it. So I know something about radio. Just
bonus,
like Glenn,
what is that? Bonus.
Just like Glenn, who's been number one plenty of times, we know a little bit about radio. I'm not saying you don't.
I think that's what he's saying.
I'm not
really. I feel like he's big time.
He hasn't been number one.
That's not true either.
Let me translate for you. You dumb, idiotic jock.
That is
okay.
Fine.
You know nothing about radio.
No,
you're
he's
lucky
good.
To be in that seat.
I'm scared now, guys. Cut it out. I don't want to get my butt kicked by a professional athlete.
Former
plus
professional.
Oh, LB, you're always
LB
an
probably
athlete.
Beat the crap out of you many times.
And he was
times.
Like 30th on the Patriots roster.
Well, yeah, actually, good point. LB did beat me up plenty of times, except he didn't know what he was doing.
Oh boy.
God, we just keep digging that hole.
There's some history.
He's my buddy.
Stephen A. the second over
here. We used to go out drinking together.
You want to clarify?
You want to clarify a couple times and then apologize tomorrow.
Go ahead. Yeah, go ahead. Clarify it.
Like, clarify. LB lived with me for like a year. We used to go out drinking and sometimes.
You lived with LB
no,
for
LB
a year?
No, LB lived with me for a year because I had to drive him to work after he got out of jail. And
he lived
license.
With you for a year? Yes. I never knew this.
Wait, so, after he got out of what?
So LB had lost his license for something back in 2000s. I don't know what. And.
He said jail.
He did.
You definitely said jail.
He did. He went away for like 6 months, and when he got out, he did that sitcom with Michael J. Fox, if you guys remember that.
Oh, yeah.
Home.
I do remember that.
So at that time, he didn't have a
jail
license.
Jail, penalty box, same thing.
Same thing. So when he didn't have an ID or a license, and he had to get to work, so he lived with me for about a year in Woburn, and I would drive him to work, and sometimes, you know, the Glaze would be there, and I, you know, who are you? What the hell, kid? Who are you? Why are you driving me? Those types of fights.
That's a sitcom right
there.
Were
you married?
No, not at the time.
Oh, okay.
Not
can you
time.
Imagine? Hey, honey, my buddy
just got out of jail. He
just got out of jail.
Former Bruin.
Yeah, former Bruin. I'm gonna leave you two home alone.
Exactly.
And I'm gonna go to work. Well, I mean, listen, what can go? Just make sure you take care of. You know,
what
he's very
wrong?
Sad.
All right.
We didn't play any music during the fights either.
Oh, God. All right. So you guys screwed it all
so
up. We gotta take another break now. We gotta take.
So your executive decision is no music.
My executive
decision. I have a. Read
you
right
have
here.
A read coming up.
Very important. In
very
this
important.
Next break.
Yes, in this
okay,
next break.
So.
Do you need some kind of a cue? Do you know what cue means?
Hey, I would like you.
Do I need to go.
I would like
what
you.
What
you
mean? One, two. Blue 32.
I would like you to do your job, which is be a producer. Now, I can have the person cleaning the toilets in there come in and do it for you.
I actually
if you
very
like.
Nice
she's
very
a very nice lady,
Because I will tell her there's a green button and a red button.
Okay.
Press the green one.
So we'll have a hard count. That's what we'll do. We'll do a hard count.
Do a silent
Let's
count.
Let's do a hard count. I want a hard count.
All right, play the music now so we can go to the next
We're going to take a break.
Section.
And then when we come back, we're going to get into these idiotic names.
Get back
nicknames.
To the show.
No, we're not getting back to the show.
I think
for the Washington. I want to hear more of these LB stories.
Yeah, me too.
All right, back here on OMF, Andy Hart. And today for Lou Christians here. Boy, I got to tell you, the Washington football team is apparently ready to reveal a new name and a new logo.
Dun, dun,
won't be ready for 2021 because they have some legal stuff to get through.
Yeah.
But they say it'll be ready in 2022. Now, the biggest problem they had in all of this is once they came under fire for the Redskins and had to get rid of that, everybody started going out there and getting trademarks and Twitter handles and everything else with every possible name. And now they're holding out for all sorts of money.
As they should. Smart.
So they've come up with five finalists. And I must tell you, all five of them suck. All right. So I'll start with this one. Presidents. The Washington Presidents. 50% of the public hates the present president. 50% of the public hated the previous president, but there was a different 50%. You can't call it the Washington Presidents.
But it'll Washington. You see what they did there?
I get it.
It's where the president, he lives, so they're the football team.
I get it, but it's... How is that going to work? Politically correct? Right.
And what's the logo?
George Washington.
Like,
Andrew Jackson.
But isn't
How
that
about him?
No, I wouldn't.
You wouldn't use Andrew Jackson?
No.
You sure?
I wouldn't.
Why not?
But isn't that the next step of this? Don't you have to think of a logo? And
that would be worse than the last logo.
Yes. That's my point. Like, what is the presidential? Like, Andy, do you use the actual?
Andy, they call them
the presidential Andy, logo.
They call them the Washington Presidents. They put up a couple of statues. They'll be tearing the statues down in about 6 months.
Okay, let's cross
Can't
out
be the president.
Can't
that
be the president.
That one's out. Okay. Monarchs. The Washington Monarchs. First of all,
isn't that a king?
A
Didn't
monarch,
we get away from the king to
a
be
monarch
president?
Is a head of state for life, correct?
Yeah, no.
Are they watching what the people are doing right now in Cuba?
Yeah, no.
What? Okay.
Yeah.
You can't, in this country, call a team the Monarchs. There's a basketball team, the Monarchs, isn't
Wasn't
there?
This country built upon leaving the monarchy?
Yes.
Okay, so I would cross
that
off.
That one.
Okay. Although I could see the logo, you could have a crown. You, so I see the logo.
You could have a crown.
Okay.
You
and could. We have the Kings, the LA
Yeah,
I
was going to say you already have the Kings, right?
Sacramento.
Isn't that just the... Yeah, okay.
All right, cross that out.
Yep.
The Commanders.
In chief. They're the presidents. We just went over that.
Wait a minute.
Again, it's just a play on words.
It's, like it's all the same.
But it's like a military term, right? So we're going to... People are going to be pissed at that.
Pentagon.
Exactly. Why are you trying to compare it to the military? It's football,
no,
damn
it's
it.
War. Don't you
bring
remember
back,
that old...
Bring back the Capitals. Bring back the Washington Capitals.
The
USFL team. That's what they need to do. Just buy that one from Trump.
That's right.
Didn't he own that team?
Yeah, I think he did.
Oh, what, well, he owned a team.
Wasn't it the Generals?
Generals.
The
he
Generals.
The Generals.
Generals.
It's
the
Commanders.
Yeah, the hockey team.
Oh, but there was... Oh, it was the Generals. It was the Washington Generals.
Yeah.
That's right. Was but that the, Trump's team?
But they're also losers now. The Washington Generals
no,
are
No, he owned the USFL team, right?
Yeah, I know,
the,
but the Generals...
New Jersey Generals.
New Jersey Generals.
The New Jersey Generals. Yeah,
it was the USFL.
All right, here's another one. The Renegades.
Get better.
What is Renegades?
I don't hate it.
You're
I picture like a Stallone-like guy, a character with like big muscles.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah. I'm a renegade. You're
so
like,
what is a renegade? N'Keal Harry is a renegade. He's, you know, he wants to get traded when
he
has
stinks.
Zero value and he
You
stinks.
Need a renegade
That's
who's
a renegade.
Talented. You want you a guy who's like a mercenary type renegade. Like, he's great.
Isn't that what a renegade is? Basically just like a version of a mercenary?
I know. I think you fight back against injustice in the world or something.
So
the
here's,
definition is a person who deserts or betrays an organization, country, or set of principles.
Great. That's what they need.
Basically a traitor.
I would cross that off. Man.
Put that one on the list.
The old Benedict Arnold.
Yeah, I would like that.
So Nick here's what,
Benedict Arnold. What do you put on the helmet? A picture of Benedict Arnold.
Benedict Arnold.
Yeah. So here's what I think it's going to be.
Yeah,
and I'm not crazy about
we've
it.
We've eliminated all the others.
Yep, it's going to be the Red Wolves.
I like it.
The Washington Red Wolves, and I'll tell you why. Because it was the Redskins before, so they'd like to maintain that
scheme.
Same color scheme, and they'd like it to look similar to what they had before. So instead, what they'll do is they'll put a wolf on the helmet, a red wolf, and they'll be able to keep the color scheme all together. And here's the other one. The animal lovers will love this. The red wolf is about to go extinct.
Oh, well, that's
yes.
not good.
So, but it's politically correct. Correct. We're going to save the Red Wolves by giving it a football team. And then we'll put money into going out there and trying to save the Red Wolves.
See, I actually thought the Red Wolves were kind of like the Seahawks. Like, there's no such thing as a Seahawk. It doesn't exist.
Well, the Red Wolves already exist.
I didn't know it was real.
I was like, oh, that's
real. Appalachian State or one of those.
It's a wolf.
Yeah, they already exist.
Like red.
Got some red whiskers.
It's you like ginger wolf.
Ginger wolf.
Ginger wolf.
There's their nickname.
Do they howl? Because I like that. If you can
they
play like
howl.
A howl.
Howl.
Perfect.
Okay.
You play that on third down.
But it allows them. It allows them to keep
I kind of like
the
logo
red,
the way it is.
Keeps the red.
Just the W?
Yeah, it's kind of old school vibe.
I hate it.
Really?
Well, you can have two helmets now.
What are
well,
we, the
I know,
W's?
I know, I know. The W's. Yeah,
the W's.
W's.
I see, I like the old school.
W is win.
Whatever helps you out.
Dubs.
The dubs.
The UBs.
Yes,
eat dubs.
Like
what's his name?
James Winston. You gotta eat a W.
Eat dubs.
You gotta eat a W.
So I truly believe that is the name that they will end up with, the Red Wolves, because the other one's absolutely.
But aren't there some legal issues with the, is it Arkansas State?
Correct.
Aren't there some legal issues there with they're already a football team that has that logo and mascot?
They have Red Wolves?
Yeah.
So do they own it?
Well, it's.
Can't you steal it?
I don't think you can do
that.
United
States, can't you steal it?
No, I think you have a copyright infringement. And
Yeah, but I mean, there's let's say, like a lot of high schools and some colleges that have similar mascots.
Yeah.
Like Knights, Braves, something like that. You know, something where they're it's like the whole scheme is different. Like the color scheme is different. So you're not technically our mascot has a sword. Yours has a bow and arrow. It's different.
Okay.
I don't know. I think you're right though.
But Red Wolves is the best of that stupid list.
Yeah.
How many people were involved in paring it down to that terrible list?
That's an awful list.
A lot of people probably made a lot of money over the last year.
I mean, what would you? I mean, it's you know,
snowmen.
The snowmen.
I don't know. Top of my head.
Yeah. Does it even matter? Like, you know, who is it? The Kraken. Okay, the Seattle Kraken. I kind of like that.
I mean, I kind of like it.
Well, it's different. It's different. Nobody knew what it meant, but it's different, right?
But are you trying to sell like merchandise and logos and apparel and color schemes and hats?
Yeah, but you can't do presidents. I already told you, you're going to piss off half the public. Monarchs, you're going to piss people off. Commanders, renegades, you're going to piss. The Red Wolves, people are going to look at it and say it's a harmless wolf, and it's about to go extinct. So we'll create a lot of noise right now, maybe to save the Red Wolf.
Where are they? Why are they extinct? Are they like in our? Are they American?
Hold on,
North American?
Let me tell you.
I don't know if I've ever seen
this. Is
a red
when
wolf
you play music.
There are only an estimated 35 Red Wolves remaining
total
in the world. 35.
What?
35.
It is the world's most endangered wolf.
And where are, do
it's,
they
it's
live?
It's perfect for politically.
Yeah, are they around here, though?
Do they
this
live
is
in
where do I find a red wolf?
Yeah, where are they? Like the suburbs of Ashburn, Virginia?
Eastern Canada.
Oh, they're Canadian, eh?
Yeah.
They can't even. How about an American mascot?
In America,
apparently
speak American.
The red wolf could be found in eastern North Carolina.
Oh,
very
there you
specific.
Go. There you go. That's not far.
Wow,
from
so all 35 live in that area.
It's going to be red wolf.
Correct.
It's
all
it,
by Cam Newton.
Jeez,
it's going to be
red wolf.
No, that just
I don't hate it.
I don't even care. Honestly,
I don't care either.
Like
I don't care either. I'm with you.
I hate
appreciate
that franchise.
I'm with you.
Move on, Glenn.
So
he doesn't
bad.
Care.
No, we had some fun with it. Okay. Let's talk about a renegade. You want
they
a
need,
renegade?
They, former, need, to move their, they need to move their stadium.
A former New England Patriot player who claims he is one of the most hated Patriots of all time. I don't understand what the bleep he's talking about.
Who?
So this is from the Tom Segura podcast. Do you remember Cassius Marsh?
Barely.
Yes.
Barely. Okay. Former New England Patriot. So he talks about the Patriot way as being insane.
The Patriot way is pretty, it's extremely impressive. Like they work day in and day out. Like their work ethic over there, what they instill is pretty legendary, but they also treat players like crap. You don't have a lunch period.
Really?
Yeah.
Wait, so they're just like just eat
you
on your
get,
own?
Yeah, like you get there and you have to make time to eat in between meetings. And they're like 5 to 10 minute periods where I would literally go scoop food and put it in a cup and like just crush it real quick before I got to the next meeting.
Whoa.
It's just like there's there's no fun. There's no.
Really?
Well, that's what I got in trouble for saying, that they don't have fun.
This is unbelievable.
Hold on.
Bill Belichick starves players. Yeah. This is a revelation right
this
here.
This is such a lie.
No question.
It is such a lie. It's not even remotely true.
You're talking about Ted Johnson saying the same thing.
I don't even know what to say to this guy. Like, are you short on time? Yes, you are short on time. Tuesdays, Wednesdays, and Thursdays, yeah, there's a lot to do. You do have a lunch period.
You don't have a lunch.
You do have a lunch. But they make lunch for you.
Yeah, there's a
lot of
food.
During lunch.
And I see players eating a lot. Like, in open locker room, that 45-minute period.
Big dudes.
I see a lot of good food come through there.
Yeah, but okay, but it's a busy work day, so you have time. But let's just say you're hurt and you got to get rehab. And this maybe you have some other obligations. Maybe you didn't get your lift in and you're trying to squeeze it in. No, you won't necessarily have time to eat right at 12 o'clock. But the practice is barely 2 hours. You come off and you eat right away.
You don't have a lunch.
That's insane.
How about another hypothetical? Maybe you're a sucky pass rusher who's always behind the quarterback, and they're coaching you extra to try to get some productivity out of your useless body. Maybe that's why you didn't have time to eat.
You know why people hate him?
Because he sucked.
Right.
No, that is so true.
He was so bad.
I'm not sure he was hated here. I don't.
No, he was not.
Nobody ever talked
about
him.
We wanted him to be better.
So
right.
For some reason, he's taking himself far too important here because he believes he is one of the most hated Patriots ever. In the history of the franchise.
Yeah, you know, I've been super, super lucky with teams in general. I feel, you know, obviously got drafted to Seattle, which is a great franchise.
Sure.
You know, they take great care of the players and stuff. And then I got to play for San Francisco, which was
another like legacy type.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Huge, significant. I played for the Patriots.
Because
Patriots fans hate me, by the way.
Really?
Yeah, absolutely. If you probably one of the most hated like former Patriots.
Really?
Up there. Top five, at least.
Top five most hated.
100%.
And did you say no fun after you left or while you were there?
It was after I left.
Okay.
Well, because here's the thing. Like over there, nobody says anything publicly because they've won so many championships.
Sure.
So you don't want to upset the fan base and like because after you win a Super Bowl, you know, you can get paid for signings in New England for the rest of your life.
Sure.
You know, because you're a Super Bowl champ, you know. So it was funny. Like when I did that article, a lot of the players like thanked me for like making it public on how bad they treat guys.
Okay. Yeah.
But I mean, they win games, exactly. So you just really can't argue with, you know, championships.
First of all, he's not in the top 100 hated New England Patriots, former Patriots, or even former opponents. I have no idea what this guy's talking about.
First of all,
did you ever think anything about Cassius Marsh?
You're doing him a favor by calling him a former Patriot.
Right.
I wanted to look it up. Nine games of the eight teams he's played for or whatever it is over his career. Like, he was barely a Patriot.
Barely.
Like, if he does something really bad and, like, murders people, it shouldn't say ex-Patriot.
It will, though.
It should say
it will.
Ex-Seahawk,
yeah.
Where he was three,
loved
4 years.
Loved
that great. They treat their players right there.
Absolutely.
And, hey, Cassius, just give me three. I don't need all of them. Name three players that contacted you and said, oh, man, thanks for saying these things. It's so true, and you're making life. What is he talking about?
I don't think that out of all the players that have come and gone through this organization, he's probably the one guy I've thought of the least. Never. I just thought it was one. He had a lot of tattoos.
He had a lot of tattoos
under his eyes.
Right? He had them in his fingers.
I mean,
he had them everywhere.
Everywhere. God was just not on his side during those nine games.
And he was weird. He was weird. The only thing I remember is this is a stupid little locker room thing where Ted Karras accidentally knocked his chair over and it fell and it hit Cassius Marsh's leg and he lost his crap in a way over the top, totally DB way, and like went into the trainer's room like he was like seriously injured. And I'm telling you, those chairs, I mean, I guess there's a little weight to them, but it's not you're a football player. Guys, like tackles that weigh 300 pounds are diving at your knees trying to block you, to cut you, and a little chair hit you. And Ted Karras is one of the nicest men that you'll ever meet.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
And Marsh was a total D-bag to him.
Was it possible that he was one of the most hated Patriot players by other Patriots? Is that possible?
That might be possible. Yeah. But I tell you, if we did the, let's play Family Feud and poll 100 Patriots fans to name, he wouldn't get a vote. I don't think he'd get a single vote of the most hated Patriot. He was not on anybody's mind, the tip of their tongue,
anything.
I just love it when, like, guys, like, they just... I don't get the whole no lunch thing. Like it's such a militant, you know, organization.
You don't have a lunch, period.
Yeah, you walk in, you keep your head down, you follow the lines. You never talk unless you're spoken to. And if you see Bill, you stand aside and turn your head. If the crafts come in, only kiss him if he allows it. I mean, like,
By the way,
this guy is such a dope.
It's dope. Has anybody told Trent Brown? Because I think they serve lunch in out in Vegas, right? Trent, didn't they? With the Raiders? I think they served lunch. Anybody tell him there's no lunch back here in New England?
He's got some stores, so he's like a camel. He can go a while.
You don't have a lunch, period.
I mean, why would some guys say this, that you wouldn't have lunch?
But also,
and, of course, we know how this works. So it's on a podcast. The guy's got nearly a million subscribers on YouTube. So it's getting some traction out there like it is actually a true story. And we know we'll be watching on TV in the next couple of days. Bill Belichick refuses to feed his players during camp.
And you don't have a lunch, period.
You know, the amount of time you have on those days, like it's the same at any team. Like, it's quick. It's special teams. It's offense. It's group. It's team. It's walkthrough. It's hurry up. Get tape. Get on the field. You know, walkthrough. Prep. Film. I mean, it's like you don't have – yes, sometimes you are grabbing food as you go. But to say that
every job,
yes.
You do that when you're busy. Reporting down
yes,
there.
You're busy and you grab a slice of pizza or whatever. Plus, don't they do the Friday thing or didn't they do the Friday thing where they brought in like.
Whatever you want.
Yeah.
Everybody chooses.
Like, but they would bring like, there'd be 600 Wendy's bags or 600 like Domino's pizza, whatever.
Yeah. Yeah. But that was like practice
He's like
is done
living
early. On. Practice is done early on Friday. So it's like, you know, whatever, like at 2 or something like that. So it's a late lunch. What he's talking about, literally, they have there's food all day. Breakfast, you have anything you want. It's like a buffet.
Right.
Shakes.
Anything you want.
You name it. The guy makes sure everybody's got a specialized breakfast.
Fish.
They have tons of food. Tons and tons of food.
You don't have a lunch.
Shakes with your name on. And he's also talking about.
Two
days, isn't it?
Huh?
Aren't there only 2 days where like.
True. That's it. Wednesdays and Thursdays.
Right.
So this
Friday, you got your funny lunch. You're off on Tuesday. Monday's laid back. Like.
This is my overall issue with people who leave, who create this narrative of the Patriots, of what it's like. Like the whole, like everything that exists with them. Like the offense is really challenging.
Too complicated.
The offense is so complicated.
They ask
everybody,
you to work.
Everybody, yeah, they ask you, hey, they say they're going to pay you and they want you to do something for it.
Damnedest thing.
It's like, I don't get, and they want it to, and then they want it to be, and sometimes they tell you it's going to be hard. Like, it's not fair. This guy, he's not the most hated. But as far as, like, the biggest wimps that ever existed in the history of sports, he's probably in my top five.
They also treat players like crap.
Do they?
Because
it's funny. I hear a lot of players say the opposite. Like, Cam Newton, remember when he walked in? He's like, oh, the organization and the logo and the way they treat you and professional and all.
Can you imagine him being coached up? Who was his coach at the time? Do you remember who his coach was? Because he was terrible.
He was
like,
definitely
he was really,
terrible.
Really bad. But in his defense, I always thought that they were asking him to do things that he was not capable of doing.
Play football?
No. He shouldn't have been a star. He shouldn't have been playing the edge.
He stinks.
He should not have been an edge player.
He had 5.5 sacks in his best season. He's like an undersized pass rusher.
Undersized.
What is terrible?
Because
remember how many times
cover.
They ran towards him?
Yes.
It's like, hey,
he's a pass rush specialist who's not great at pass rushing.
Oh.
So we all admit that he's lying about the lunch and all of this other stuff. So what it really comes down to me, is he probably hated the experience here because it didn't work out.
Right.
It didn't work out for him. So if it doesn't work out for you individually, you're going to hate it and you're going to start making stuff up because you don't want to justify that maybe you just sucked when you were here.
Right.
And you didn't fit in.
So like juxtapose this to, I don't know, Kyle Van Noy, who comes here, just raves about how they use him in the coaching. And they don't lie to you and they treat you great in this. Gets a payday. Don't get me wrong. Got a payday because he's smart and said, whoa, there's money in Miami. And the second he's released by Miami is looking to come back to a place where they don't feed you.
Right. And I can just see his wife, honey, you know, you're going to lose a lot of weight.
Remember,
now.
You're going to be hungry.
I mean, they don't. I will pack you a lunch.
Right.
They don't feed you. They don't
you
feed
have
you
a lunch.
Lunch.
I want my
period.
Snack pack.
Yeah.
So you're right, Christian.
My Lunchables.
I never thought we would mention Cassius Marsh's name again, but we're doing so because he said something outrageous today. But we all know how it works in media in 2021. This will be a story in the next few days in which people will say, do you know Bill Belichick doesn't feed his players lunch at camp?
Nobody wants to go to New England because they don't feed their players. They don't
amazing.
Feed they their so players.
Vince Wilfork, how did he keep the weight?
I don't really know. Ted Washington.
How did he stay
Keith
big?
Tractor trailer.
Trent Brown's in trouble.
Are you kidding me?
Well, Garrett Blunt for a running back was massive. How did he stay big?
This is like a fat camp. This is where you go to lose
Damian
weight.
Woody.
Jeez. See what happens when you go to Oakland or Las Vegas? They feed you too much and you get super fat.
Got to starve your players to win.
Absolutely amazing. All right, talk about the Patriots. I'm a little amazed at something I read about N'Keal Harry, and Andy Hart talks about the success of the Patriots hinges on a contract situation. And it's not N'Keal Harry's. We'll get to all of that coming up next right here on OMF.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.